9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace. A second place. Harley Ray.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Darling, that might be an old song, man, but it still rings true. Those words are absolutely true. It means just as much today as it meant when that song was recorded by the late, great, old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. Some things are timeless. Some things never run out of style. Some things never run out of fashion. Some things just hold water. And that song holds water. That is real life. They kick you down. They knock you down. They stomp on you. You got the dream killers, the dream haters, those who do not want to see anybody succeed because they are failing and they don't want to do nothing about it. And that's the problem. They're failing and they don't want to do anything about it. And this is the key to success. You got to fight, Jackson. You got to fight like you're at the Mid-South Coliseum in a chain match, in a hair match, inside a steel cage, when you got thousands of people who literally want to kill you. They're climbing over the cage to get inside that ring because they hate what you just did to the hometown hero. But what do you do? What do you do? Do you stand and look him in the eye? Do you take that chain with a padlock attached to it? And do you twirl it around your head and say, come on, come on in and see what you get? And on that night in Memphis, Tennessee, when Austin Idol beat Jerry the King Lawler in a riotous situation, they were so hot, man. They were white hot. They wanted to kill not only myself, but Wildfire Tommy Rich and Paul Heyman. How did Austin Idol get there? How did he get in that situation? I'll tell you how I got there. I got there because I used to get the crap beat out of me for 11 months in Tampa, Florida at 106 North Albany. I got there because I didn't quit. I got there because I continued to take it day in and day out and suffered for 11 months because I smelled something. I smelled it then and I still smell it. Each and every single day, you know what that odor is. You want to know what that scent is? It's the scent and the smell of success. I'm eating up with it, y'all. I am absolutely consumed with it. I have and still am driven to succeed. Whether it's in the wrestling business, whether it's in the restaurant business, whether it's in the real estate business, or whatever's next. And I can tell you this, there's something next. And it's big. And when you hear it, you're going to flip out. And you're going to hear it. And it won't be too much longer. You stay tuned to this show. Stay tuned to this podcast and share it. Because I'm going to reveal it, and it's going to be a mind blower. It is going to be a mind blower, Jack. And I have been working on this, making it happen. There's been a lot of negotiation for a long time. You got multiple parties involved. Everybody's got to be on the same page. Everybody's got to dot the I's, cross them T's, man, and make sure it's all true and correct. And it was, and it is, and I have signed the documents. Now, you guys stay tuned about this, because no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what the challenges are, and you got them, I've got them, we all have them. Sometimes they're worse than others, but nevertheless, it's like old Blue Eyes. That's life. It's life, man. You're going to be shot down. People are going to want to shoot you down. You're going to have roadblocks. You're going to have to go over them, under them, around them. You're going to have brick walls, man. You got to get through that brick wall. You got to get over that brick wall. You can't let nothing stop you. Ain't no way, Jack. Don't ever let anybody stop you. You got to stay driven and keep your eyes on the prize. And if you don't have a prize to keep your eyes on, get one. Get one. Have a dream. Don't settle for mediocrity. That's not how we're meant to be. We're not meant to be poor. We're not meant to be mediocre. We're not meant to struggle to pay the bills. That's not what we're meant to be. Sometimes it happens like that, yes. Sure it does. And sometimes no matter how hard we work and to dig out of the hole that we're in, there's going to be times it just doesn't happen. But you just don't stop digging. Digging out of that hole. Got to dig out of that hole, man. Each and every day, you got to look around. You got to search it out. You got to look for it all the time. Eventually, you keep looking, you're going to find it. You got to pound on doors. You got to talk to people. If you ain't got no doors, then build a door and knock it down. There's one test that we all have to take. It ain't a blood test. It ain't a pop quiz. It's the mirror test. Each and every one of us, we got to look in that mirror. We got to look in that mirror, darling. And we got to look at who we see in that mirror. And if we can't tell that person in the mirror that I have done my absolute very best, then we're going to fail the mirror test. That's the one test we don't want to fail. The mirror test. I look in it each and every single day. And I'll look in that mirror and I'll say, Idol, have you done everything you could possibly do to make this thing happen? Think about it, Idol. Is there anything that you haven't done that you can do to increase your chances of success? And man, I'll tell you something, I'll split hairs. I mean, yes, I will. I will split atoms. I'll think about it. What have I left out? What didn't I do? What haven't I done? What can I do to make this thing cross the finish line? That is the mirror test, folks. The mirror test don't lie. It don't lie. And there's a lot of times we go through life, we want people to sugarcoat things. We want to sugarcoat words. We want to pat us on the back when we know down deep we haven't done what we're supposed to do. Got to do it, y'all. We got to do it. And in the event you are not aware, guess what? You're listening to the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol's worldwide podcast. It's episode 28. And you're going to feel great when it's all said and done, Jack. You're going to feel rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm going to get up in you. I'm going to get up in you and make you feel good. I'm going to get up in you and charge that battery like it should be charged. Forget Sears Die Hard. You run that Idol Die Hard. You put your cables on the Idol Die Hard battery, Jack. You're going to be energized. And you're going to stay energized. And that's what this show is all about. That's the way it's been from the get-go. That's the way it's been from the jump. Recharge your battery. Someone's got to do it. If you need a little help, and we all need a little help from time to time, then that's what the show is all about. You can get your help right here, man. And it won't even cost you nothing. It's free. Could I charge for this show like so many others do? Make you pay for it. And if you don't want to pay for it, you don't listen to it. You don't get in. Could I do that? Yes, I could. Why don't I? I like money. Sure, I like money. Everybody likes money. But why don't I? The reason I don't charge for this show is because I want anybody and everybody to have access to it. I don't care where you live. I don't care if you live in the United Kingdom, where this show is getting picked up and growing. I don't care if you live in Dallas, Texas, in Brooklyn, New York, Austin, Idaho's hometown, Sheepshead Bay. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're talking to me, man. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You ain't talking to me. Well, yeah, I am. I don't care if you live in Greenville, South Carolina, where the idol is hanging out. It doesn't make any difference. I wanted you to have free access to this show. It's a freebie. I wanted to help somebody. If I connect with one person, then I'm successful. One person, that's all. And the way this show is growing, y'all, I'm connecting with more than one person. Do somebody a favor out there. Do somebody a favor. Share this show. It's important. It's important. It's free. It works. It's happening, Jack. Definitely happening. Talking about happening, it's coming around the corner. It sure is. It's on August the 16th. That's a Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol will be appearing there courtesy of Greg Weiss Promotions. Friday, August the 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right there. Gonna talk some serious trash, Memphis trash. We're gonna talk about what's happened, and by then, we're gonna talk about what has happened, what I've been telling you that's gonna happen. By then, it will have happened. And let me tell you something, it's gonna be huge news. Huge news. So mark that on your calendar. Friday, August the 16th, at the Gathering, in Charlotte, North Carolina, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you just come on by and say hello to yours truly, the women's pet and the men's regret. Charlotte, no, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, if you haven't tuned in to the Retromania website to get all the updates about Retromania, which this is a video game, man, it's going to rock the world. It is cool. Totally cool. Every time they release something, it's just cool, man. I can't wait for it. RetromaniaWrestling.com is the website. RetromaniaWrestling.com. Go there. You'll get all the updates. And you can share that, man. Share it. At this point, right here, right now, Austin Idol's going to be in it. And he is in it. The Road Warriors, Animal, and the Hawk in it. Tommy Dreamer and the House of Hardcore in it. Zack Sabre Jr. in it. BWO, the Blue World Order in it. We're all in it. We're all in it to win it. Now, I'm taking about a 1.5 to 1.75 second breaks. If you guys don't hang, I will send my cousin Vinny from Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, New York, to come knock on your door. He knocks with a Louisville Slugger baseball bat. That's how he knocked. He know how to get that attention. Y'all hang loose. Don't go away.
Yeah, I saw him last Friday night. Yeah. He's been there. Hey, boys and girls, listen up now. We are the Idolaters, and this is Dal,
Edward,
Blair,
Jason,
Bobby,
and we got something we want to say to you. So open up your ears and listen. Oh, Lord, help me. Listen to this now.
is D for number two. Everybody get hip to the plan. Come November, we got a brand new man. Watch him shape up by government. I'm talking Austin 904 or President. From President Idol. Oh Lord, they must be fools. The girls all love him, and you know it's true. He don't need a mask like number two. He's bigger and tougher than the American dream. And Wi-Fi will show for his limousine. Ow! Oh, good God! He's like a sour bee! Oh Lord!
You know, I think that Daryl Rose and the Idolaters, they were up to something. And they wanted to be part of it. They wanted to be part of Idolmania back in the old Georgia Championship wrestling days. It was a movement, Jack. I mean, it was a movement. They were bringing their placards, Austin Idol for President, to the TBS studios on Tech Wood Drive. They were taking them to the buildings, to the arenas. Why? Because they wanted to be part of something. Idolmania was the beginning in professional wrestling. Yeah, I started that fire. Then came along Hogan. And then the big daddy of them all, WrestleMania. Who do you think started that fire? None other than yours truly. And we can all start a fire. And we should all start a fire. But you have to have a burning desire to start a fire. Start your fire. Do it. If you're not trying to start your fire, you ain't gonna get hot. And you want to be red, scorching hot to be successful. Get out there and start your own fire. I know somebody who does it all the time. And he does it in the courtroom. That's why I call him the crusher of the courtroom. He's none other than Steve New. With the Stephen P. New Law Firm. He starts a fire in the courtroom, and he puts out a fire in the courtroom. If you ever, ever need legal representation, there's only one attorney, in my opinion, in the United States of America, who you want to contact. It's Steve New. He's not only a great guy, a great family man, a pillar of his community and society, he is one of the most talented attorneys in America. And if you have a big brand that's trying to push you around, even though they are liable, because that seat belt failed, because those airbags didn't deploy at the right time, or they did deploy for no reason at all, or your tires failed, and you had car accidents, and you were injured, or you had a medical device go wrong, and you're suffering from that. If someone has died, wrongful death, personal injury, there is no brand too big that Steve New can't knock out. And believe me, he will knock them out. He'll knock them down. He'll take his belt off like I did to so many wrestlers. He'll flog them. He'll make them scream like a panther. Then he'll take that belt and wrap it around their throats and choke them out. He's going to make them say one thing. I give. I quit. You win. You reach out to Steve New if you need legal representation. If you have questions, let me give you his toll-free number. It is 800-208-9169. That is 800-208-9169. If you live anywhere close to Myrtle Beach, Charleston, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, if you have a home down there, you got a condo, and you have roof damage, a limb crashes down on your roof, hailstorms, they get them all the time down there, any kind of roof leakage, if you have an outer space alien who lands their spaceship on your roof, and your roof is leaking, you've got roof damage, there's only one person you call down there. His name is David Brown. I have nicknamed him accordingly, the master of disaster himself, David Brown. Man, this guy, he's got it down. Believe me, he's been in business a long time down there, and he is an icon down there. He's a legend. And it doesn't make any difference what type of roof you have. It could be a commercial roof, a residential roof, flat roof, shingle roof, heavy metal, y'all, slate roof, tile. They do it all. They get it right the first time. He's got 638 gazillion satisfied customers. He's got a AAA Better Business Bureau rating. Hey, if you need a roof, poof, call my man David Brown. Here's his number, 843-267-5428. That is 843-267-5428. If you want to take a trip to Myrtle Beach and just absolutely chill out, kick back, man, put that thing in neutral and get away from it all. You know you want a great deal on a condo. You know you want a great location on a condo. You know you want a wonderful place to stay at a great price. Here's who you want to contact. Her nickname is the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach. I'm talking about none other than the beautiful Vicki Jackson. For that Myrtle Beach action, you want to hook up with Vicki Jackson so you can get a great deal. This is the voice of experience. She's done three so many times, I need a calculator to add them up. Let me give you Vicki Jackson's telephone number. It is 843-945-4924. That is 843-945-4924. We know real estate is hot, 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 hot. The rates, I don't see these rates getting any lower. I really don't. I've said this so many times to so many people. Man, if you're going to buy or you want to refi, don't wait. I've seen it in the past. They wanted to wait. They wanted to wait. They got greedy. They wanted the rates to go lower. They wanted to wait. And the next thing you know, they start ticking up. And as they tick up, you're going to pay more and you're going to get less. So if you're thinking about purchasing a home or a condo residentially or possibly refinancing, there's only one person you want to contact. Believe me, His name is Danny Story. He is a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do business all across the United States. Danny Story has been in business for over 23 years. This dude, he got it down, y'all. He know what he doing. He got it down. He's famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs, and that is huge. That's a huge statement. He's a master. Believe me, he is a master. Doesn't make any difference. It's a conventional loan, FHA loan, VA, USDA loan. This is your man. You want to go to his website, DannyStory.com, DannyStory.com. You can get pre-qualified there. And you can do it all right there on his website. You'll know what you can afford. It's easy and it's free. You can get pre-qualified free of charge. Got Danny's, all of his contact information on his website. Go there. Do yourself a favor, man. He's going to get you a great deal. It has always been, and it still is, that Danny's Story is everything you ever want in a lender. I'm talking everything you ever want in a lender. This is one talented, great guy, tremendous experience, phenomenal integrity. Get hold of Danny Story, DannyStory.com. So, professional wrestling. Yeah, all over the place, man. All over the place. AEW, Cody and the boys, and Tony Khan and the Bucks and everybody, they've signed up. They've created a storm in professional wrestling. It is a great thing. Competition is good. It's a great thing. It makes everybody up their game. It makes everybody get sharper. Now I see with the big dogs there in Connecticut, they're offering guys five-year contracts. Independent wrestlers, five-year contracts. Why do you think they're doing that? It's because they feel the pressure. They want to lock people up. They want to lock them up for 5 years. That way they know they got them for five. Yeah, they're feeling the pressure. Absolutely feeling the pressure. I mean, you see the disruption. Is it all true? Probably not. It probably isn't all true. But there's disruption there. You hear it. You see it. I've talked to a few people myself. They ain't happy. They're tired of grinding it out. They're tired of that schedule. They want a little free time. They want a little me time. They want to have a little life and still make a buck. Really smart on All Elite Wrestling. Very smart move. Let's do something. Let's create a business model where people can still make great money but have a life. I mean, it's a great business model. Should have been done a long time ago. Listen, I can remember wrestling for a couple of different promotions, one in particular, and I'm telling you, it was a grind, man. And it was such a grind that I said, I don't need this. I'm out of here. I'm going to control my own destiny. Absolutely. I'm not going to work myself into an early grave. I'm getting out while I can. I mean, it was like being in an elevator and the walls were closing in. And I really got to a point, I felt like if I don't pull the ripcord now, I'm going to let these walls close in and I won't be able to get out. I pulled the ripcord. I got out. Great move. It was a great move on my part. One of the best business moves I've ever made. And when it was all said and done, I ended up with a 10-year run on and off in Memphis, Tennessee with Jerry the King Lawler, Rick Rude, Jim Neidhart. I mean, the list is Joe LaDuc, not Terry Funk, Stan Hansen, Jesse Ventura, the Road Warriors, Nick Bockwinkel. I think I said Tommy Rich. And Paul Heyman. I mean, the list went on and on and on. I have forgotten how many people that I have wrestled there. But over a 10-year period, obviously, a lot of people. The great news was I had a part-time gig. I wrestled 3 days a week, and then once a month, I'd go to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. So most of the time, I was on three and off four, and I was flying. Great move. Great move. I wasn't wearing myself down to nothing, man. I mean, I had a life. I'd go home to Florida. I'd be out in my boat. I'd be out in my boat fishing, having a blast. It was a great run. It really was a great run. I'm so happy that I made that business decision to pull the ripcord and say, no, you're not going to do this to me. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to let it happen. And the bottom line was, I took control of my life. And that's something we all have to do. We're going to have to figure it out. Some already have, obviously, and some are still struggling with it. And it is. There's so many decisions. But we got to figure a way. We got to find a way to do this thing. And it's doable. Believe me, it's doable. You guys, if you don't have a burning desire inside you, if your fire is not lit, do yourself a favor. Light that fire, man, every single day. Before you jump out of that bed, you know what you need to say to yourself. The same thing that I do. All things are possible and all things positive. All things are possible and all things are positive. You go into that kitchen, it better be on your refrigerator door right now. If it's not, it ain't my fault. One word in big, black, bold letters, magnetized, gorilla glued, scotch tape, duct tape, whatever, overcome with a big exclamation mark at the end of it, overcome. You have to coach yourself up every single day. We can't just do it one day and not the next. It doesn't work that way. It's a daily deal. It's so stupid, simple, and easy. And it's free. Coach yourself up. And the more you coach yourself up, the better your life is going to be. I promise you, the better your life is going to be, and you are going to see doors open. They're going to open. This is part of the keys to success. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed this show, episode 28. I hope you're digging it. If you're super digging it, pitch in. You see how to do it. I don't have to keep telling you this. You see it right there. You can sponsor this show. You want to chip in a little bit, $3 a month, $5, $10, $1 million a month, chip in. So easy. You got a credit card, $3, $5, $10 a month you can spare. Chip in if you're getting something out of this. And I believe you are, because this audience is growing big time. It's truly growing big time. Merchandise, no problem. Hey, matter of fact, we got a new thing out. It's cool. Bill Dundee put me onto it. Superstar Bill Dundee put me on. He'll be at the gathering. Ken Patera will be at the gathering. Greg Valentine will be the kid. Oh, man, we're going to have it. We're going to have a blast at the gathering, man. But anyway, yeah, it's a celebrity video. So cool, man. It's on AustinIdolLive.com homepage website. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, okay, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you share the show. Share it. You're going to be doing somebody else a favor. In the meantime, if you look due west, who are you going to see coming out of that Las Vegas strip? You don't know? Let me fill you in. It's none other than the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. He's 242 pounds. He's the women's pet. He's the men's regret. And oh, Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. And don't you ever forget, we all got to work together. So Canned Heat, that is your cue. Let's all work together, y'all.
work together. Now, people, because together we're